Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please sit down. Sorry for cutting your prayer short this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. How's the weekend? Hope it was worth it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Mark 4, 24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear, for with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you and unto you, that ear shall more be given. Take heed what you hear, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you and unto you, that ear shall more be given. Verse 25. And he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, no, 25, it looks somber. No, I've taught you even yesterday that you must learn to respect Bible terminologies, like respect how it is being written. It is deliberate like that. It says, to him, for he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Amen. So, of course, you know how to interpret this verses. Please close the door. That is with God's word, God's action. So, who will take away from him in verse 25? Look at the Bible. Who will take away from him? Who? Well, before you answer that question, the first question should be, why doesn't he have? No, it's a play of words. He said, he first said the guy does not have anything. Later he said, even what he have, what will happen? We take it away. So you know it's a play of words. Eh? So the question is, why doesn't he have initially? It's because of verse 24. What started verse 24? Take it. Say take it. So he didn't have because he was not taking it. So how will what he already have be taken away? That means he will start losing value for what he already has. That means he will start losing value for what he has already attained. Please, on this slide, come on. It's not on. That means he will start losing value for what he has already attained. Praise God. So, please write this down. It's either you are moving forward or you are backward. It's either you are moving forward or you are backward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just on one AC. You should know this thing by now. It's either you are moving forward or you are what? So that means that thing that we call stagnancy, it really does not exist. There is no middle ground. It's either you are getting better or backward. No stagnancy. So that means, please, get the points. If you stop losing value for what you usually do before, you will become worse. That's the point. You will become worse. If before you know to pray, at least you have attained unto prayer, before you have attained unto reached out, and something happens, you stop giving it to worse like that. There is no stagnancy. Such people, they become worse. Sorry, the topic is, this is the last part of Love Not the World. Series 2, part 6. This was some years ago. You see some brothers, fervent, zealous. Love not the word, series 2, part 6. fervent zealous, but money, marriage, and responsibilities will set in. And that will be the end. Zealous, fervent. Once you just see money, marriage, responsibilities, that will be the end. And they will stop taking heed to what they already have. What will happen? Such person will become worse off. They will become worse. Nobody really gets better with not taking heed. Such people, they become worse. Praise God. Soon, the things he does well, he will stop doing well. Even the one you do well before, you now stop doing it well. No, that should not be your story. So I must not stop on this journey of spiritual growth. That's the point. You must not stop. Let me say it again. It is the things that takes away people from fervency. They are the normal things of life. Money, work, responsibility, family, demands, etc. But the one that gave you the family deserves to be served with the family. That's the point. Most times we forget again that God is the source of all. We forget that God gave us everything for his own pleasure. Say the one that gave us life deserves to be served with the life. So let's read that same scripture again, 24 and 25 together. Mark 4, 24 and 25 together. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And also, let's read together. Come on, help me. Mark 4, 24. Okay, go to your Bible now. One, two, guys. Yes. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. The measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. Unto you that hear shall more be given. Yes, 25. For he asks to him shall be given, and he that asks not from him shall be taken, even that which he asks. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, the normal things you have attained, like I have told you, Christianity is not complex. It's not that deep. It's just sticking with the simple things. At least you have learned to pray. You have learned to continue in the word. You have learned to reach out. Just continue in them. Continue. If you don't continue soon, your actions will surprise you. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. If you don't continue soon, your actions will surprise you. You must not stop giving heed to God's word. Let there not be a time in your life that you stop giving heed to God's word. Let there be not that time in your life. 1 Timothy 4:16. I really want us to just check our priorities. Check how far you want to go for God and your resolution to stick with the right things. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Amen. Let's read together. Okay, 1 Timothy 4:16. Wait, somebody's not there. Wait for each one. One to go, guys. Let's read. Yes. Take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that... Come on, read again. One to go, guys. Yes. Take heed unto thyself. Yes. Unto the doctrine. In them, for in so do this, thou shalt both save yourself and them that say continue. Write that down. That Greek word is epimeno. It means to persevere. It means persistence. Continue. Persistence. Persevere. Hallelujah. Say continue. Titus 1, verse 9. You must continue in what you have learned. Continue. Titus 1, verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. that he may be able by what sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Say sound doctrine. See that word, holding fast. Holding fast. Say holding fast. Say holding fast. Now go to 2 Timothy chapter 3:14. 2 Timothy 3:14. Say holding fast. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learnt and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. But continue thou in the things which thou hast what learnt and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast what learned them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So one way to continue to teach. One way is to continue to teach what you have learned. That's one way to continue in sound doctrine. Ensure you teach what you have learned. Don't be stagnant. Don't be stagnant. Teach what you have learned. See, Christianity is not, here, what we do is not evolving knowledge. It's not a new thing, a new realm, a new wave of things every day. No, what we do is to stick with the normal things, to stick with what we have learned. Not evolving knowledge is to stick with what we have learned. Yes, there is progressively there is clarity of revelation, but not further revelation. Are you with me? Are you with me? So there is progressive clarity. Not that every day, maybe tomorrow, you discover that Jesus is the is now the is the sole of your shoe or something. Nope, nope. Hallelujah. So the same thing you have learned. God became a man, he died for my sins. He rose again for my justification, and we are alive in him. Simple. And based on that, we have the ministry of reconciliation. Simple things like that, stick with it. Great truth again. God became a man. He died for our sins. He rose again. We are alive in him, and we have the ministry of reconciliation. So pick up that simplicity and teach the same thing 1,000 times. Hallelujah. That same simplicity. God became a man. He died for our sins. He rose again. We are alive in him. And because of that, we have the ministry of reconciliation. Pick up that simplicity and teach it 1,000 times. That is to continue. That is how to continue. That is how to continue. Just appreciate what you have learned by putting out the same. Appreciate what you have learned by putting out the same. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, 33. This is just the last part of Love Not the World. Let's wrap it up for now, series 2. Let me supply one missing part to what I was saying yesterday. As touching when you are having family challenges, when you are having, when you have people who are trying to, you know, family, parents, guardians who are not really in support of your full fervency. So, like I've said, God's part, your own part is you don't bow to compromise. No, your own part in that is that what firstly you don't bow to compromise, you don't give in to anything that will water down your fervency, but for the sake of order, for the sake of peace, also seek counsel from your discipler. Seek counsel. That means, although, let me say it this way now. You must not have a mindset that I will mellow down. Are you with me? You must not have a mindset that, okay, because they are telling me that I go to church too much, I pray too much, I fast too much, I will just mellow down. That is compromise. I tell you, listen to that. But for the sake of peace, listen to your what? Huh? Discipler. That means there may be times that he may tell you, okay, this DJ, stay with him today. But you should not be the one to, you know, by the time you start taking such decisions yourself, you will take more decisions. Are you with me? So that is the wisdom in let me say, discipling, pastoring. Leave some decisions not for you. Let them take it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15:33 today now. So be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Say information. is important. For instance, all you know today, how you think today, how you relate, someone told you, someone taught you. Nothing came. Nobody is born with pre-incarnate knowledge. That's why I love to say there are some information you don't need. There are some information that don't search for it. There are some hangouts that you must not expose yourself to. There are some websites that you don't need to know the name. Don't be curious. I want to know. I want to check. Nightclub, what are you doing there? Evil communication corrupts good manners. There are some information that is not necessary. It's not necessary for you. Don't even bother knowing them. Many have fallen into different addictions today, not because that was their intention, but they're only curious. You just want to know how it's done. Just curious. Not because there is an active wish to do all those, but because you're just curious. Why? Hallelujah. So when you hear flee in the Bible, write this down again. Fleeing starts from the source of information. It starts from the source of information. A lot of people, they only flee from the axe. They don't flee from what is feeding them with such ideas. Fleeing, F-L-E-E-I-N-G, starts from the source of information. What is programming your head the way you are thinking? James 1, 15. 14. James 1, 14. Please be fast. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. James 1, 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Say enticed. So drawn away, like I told you yesterday, this word talks about an external information that you agree with. Drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Please write this down. No one. Okay, wait for you. That is an external information that you agree with. Something that is being sold to you that you agree with. Please, no one is born with his own lust. No one is born with his own lust. It's something you see, you heard, and you agree with. Something you saw, you heard, and you agree with, and you decide to practicalize. No one is born with his own lust. There's somebody like that. It's something you saw, you heard, and you agree with and decided to practicalize. And 15 now said, and then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Amen. Praise God. Something you saw, you heard, and you agreed. Glory to God. Amen, amen. So some of you say, well, all my friends are born again. All my friends are spiritual. What of all your websites? Are they all born again? All the websites you visit, are they all born again? All the movies you watch, your YouTube pages, are they all born again? Don't be curious. What are you doing all over there? Everywhere. Your bookmark. 1,000 things saved for the right time. Allow these messages to be enough for you. Songs, let them be enough. Don't now pick a whole series of rebellious people, stories of rebellious people, and you are feeding your head with it. What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to your mind? God is in your spirit and you are forcing demons into your mind. Why? See, influence is real, guys. Call yourself the bishop of the whole world. Influence is real. Evil communication corrupts good manners. That's why personally, everybody knows in any movie that we cannot watch as a family, nobody watches movie on laptop in my house. Like now, go to a corner in your room, on your bed, now put one small, now crop it small, so that nobody will know. You don't try. If you cannot watch it together, forget it. So we have fan channels. The influence is real.
think about it. Nobody is a gay by birth now. They're all lying. Who was born from birth and they wrote on his head, gay? He heard it, right? Are you with me? He heard it. He heard that, oh, it can be done this way. Oh. Then he became curious. And later he starts to exaggerate. That is who I am. Stupidity. So please, like, I know because we are young, right? A lot of us just love to be curious, just want to know. Okay, he said there's a difference between gay, lesbianism, and homo. I want to know. What? To know for what? For evangelism? Stop now. Is it for evangelism? Don't be curious. No, how does codeine feel in the body? Must you know? You are still single and you are goggling how to make babies. No. Don't only goggle that. You see goggle how to die. Hallelujah. If you want a male, go to the roof. If you want a female, go under the chair. You goggle more. That is dangerous. So, like I said, most times we try to control the actions, we forget the source of the informations. We forget the source. The source. Just a simple admonition this morning. We forget the source of the information. What about fictions too? Fictions, books, imaginations, stories written by addicted men. Fictions, stories. Written by addicted men, men high on drugs, sex, ungodliness, atheism. You don't have to know everything, please. You don't have to. Be careful about what you have allowed to be the source of your fun. Be careful. Careful about what you have allowed to be the source of your fun. Be careful of what you have allowed to be the source of your fun. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be careful. Evil communication corrupts good manners. God has a will for your life. Your life is not just like that. Take heed to what you have been hearing. Don't lose value for who you have been. It should only get better for you. Amen. Amen. Say it should only get better for me. So you take heed. Also, now please write this down, very important. In fleeing, don't flee to yourself. Don't flee to your room. In fleeing, either from actions or from sources of information, don't flee to yourself. Don't flee to your room. No, you just see flee in the Bible, you don't know where it's telling you to go, right? Don't flee from the internet to the internet. Don't flee from Google to YouTube. Don't flee from YouTube to Facebook. No. Somebody already knows the times that your church usually meets, so he knows the right time to call you that you'll be available. In fleeing, flee to a godly company. That's what I'm trying to say. Flee to help to a godly company, not to indulgence. Flee to a godly company. Don't flee to indulgence. Don't flee to someone that will say, don't worry, it doesn't matter. You are still young, man. No, you are great. No. Everyone said, it doesn't matter. You have grown all that. Don't flee from such person too. Rakim, sorry, help me. Done. See, addictions have claimed destinies. Addictions, it has claimed destinies. Even in the normal secular world that we know, addictions. And you know that small guy that acted home alone. You know what did that happen to him, right? Such a talent. That is why, personally, all those Emmanuela, all those videos, personally, I stopped watching it. What you are teaching kids rubbish. No, it's not only Emmanuela now. There are now plenty. What are you teaching them? You think all those seeds will stop there? You are feeding them with things that will spoil their future, that will track their future. How to disrespect the other? It's not what all the advanced countries are suffering from today. that the parents cannot talk to the children again. See that they say, no, dad, I will call 911. The child will be threatening his dad, I will call 911 for you. I'm not a fan of such. Hallelujah. Be sane, okay? Be sane. You need this mind to go far for God. You need this mind to go far for God. To grow far in the ministry. Insane.
Hallelujah.
Flee to someone that will redirect your passion to ministry. Flee to the person that will redirect your life to ministry. Block some people off your life. Wrong influences, block them. Each time he finish calling you, you don't feel like studying again, block him off. Each time you finish talking, you feel condemned, block him off. Don't quote Romans 8. Flee from him. Block him. Block him first. Hallelujah. This time he finish calling you. Yeah, let's have rubbish talk on phone. Flee from such influence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see some people always in church studying. Flee to such people. Go close to such people. You always want to preach. Go to such people. They talk about the power of God. Flee to such people. Don't give yourself to what you don't want to reap the consequence of. Don't give yourself to such things. What are you doing with all of them? You know this one is addicted to this. You know this one is a sex slave. And you say it's your friend. There's my G. No. God is your mind. He needs your time. And he needs your body. Write that down. I'm done. God needs your mind. He needs your time. He needs your body. He needs your mind. He needs your time. He needs your body. And most of these small vices, you don't know what some people go through to just break free. So don't start. Don't start. Don't start. Because you will labor 3 times to break free. Than just to simply what? Take counsel, avoid. Of course, trust me, I'm not belittling the power of God. I'm not saying the power of God cannot undo anything, any situation. But hey, don't start. Hallelujah. It's easy to pluck up a iroko tree when it was still tender. Yeah, you can remove it too when it's fully grown. But you need some tractors. Don't start. We have friends that they just talk everything. Talk. You see the sales update. Everything is this way. Everything is suggestive. And you see there. What are you doing to yourself? You are saving information that will hurt you on the day you will be weak. You don't say, I cannot do it. Nobody can. Evil communication, Rob Goodman. Of course, talking about doctrine, but apply that in your conduct to your friends, your G's. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just close your eyes. Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I will do. It's for your glory, Lord, I offer this to you, I praise to you, sing. Lord, I offer
my praise. As a sacrifice. Just call the answer to your neighbor, just pray in tongues, just pray in tongues. Diego Vala da Diego la da 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 Diego Sita da Diego da 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 da
My mind belongs to God. My thoughts, my meditations belongs to God. These are the reasons a lot of people, they start well, so we can't see them in the ministry again. My mind belongs to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So, work on this, take it to this. Amen. So, thank you. So, this week,